Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today are Lauren, Steve, Chris, and Bob. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. All right, so today our show topic is going to be listener questions. So we've got a few questions that you all have sent in, and we're going to answer those to the best of our ability. Yeah, I know. Chris.
Way to obligate us.
Yeah.
Now I'm stressed out.
I don't know if we can handle this. This is too much pressure.
It is. But you know what? I'm going to throw most of it on it to Chris.
I think the answer is stay on property and book your fast passes before you leave.
Yes.
Yes. And book with a travel agent. That's the other answer. We're good, right?
There you go. Okay.
Well, Steve just gave it all away. What's the point?
I know. You told everybody our secrets.
I did.
Man. All right. Oh, so, Chris, what
trust
are...
me, Chris, people don't know all my secrets.
Nobody. Well, okay.
No one knows all my secrets.
Yeah. Oh, that just scares me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. Can you imagine getting inside Bob's head?
No.
The aliens have been in there.
Right, Steve.
I've been in Bob's head a few times. You know, we get some like really deep conversations.
Does
going,
it echo?
I have to say, it's a scary place.
Does it echo in there?
However, you could get into our listeners' heads right now by these awesome questions.
All right. Well, Chris, why don't you go ahead and go with that?
That sounded like a commercial.
I know, right? I'm working on a second career. Okay, so here's a good one from Mark, and it's just a quick one.
Is this our buddy Mark?
I'm sorry?
Is this our buddy Mark?
Yeah, who we met at the dessert party.
Okay.
Okay, so Mark asks, I think that the RFID, magic bands, etc. are the beginning of a comprehensive program to eliminate guest fraud. I think you're right, actually. No more sodas for one. Resale of tickets, etc. Do you folks foresee a day when we will need a magic band to ride Walt Disney World bus transportation? I'm going to say absolutely not. They want you to go around on property. They want you, even if you're not going to the parks, to go to those resorts and eat and shop.
Yeah.
But
they always say, like, to get on the monorail, you're supposed to have a Key to the World card or to do transportation, but
they don't say that, Steve.
Yeah, they do. I think it's...
Who's they?
I don't know. Somebody says it.
I want names. You know,
I think they actually have at one point. I don't know if they still do that, but I remember years ago staying and they said in the documentation or whatnot that, yeah, in order to ride Disney transportation, you needed to show a park ticket or Key to the World card or something.
Yeah. But, can you imagine the
mess? Oh, gosh, no.
But it's not enforceable.
It would take an hour to load the bus.
Yeah, it's not. People aren't going to run back.
It is a stupid idea because when you think about it, if I'm Mr. Disney, I want you to go to Beach Club and eat at Beaches and Cream. And then I want you to go over to the Grand Floridian and walk around and buy something in a gift shop.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not like there's like hordes of kids that just go to Disney and ride the bus all night long.
Well, that's you.
Well,
you've done that.
It was him.
It was.
Totally was.
Stop it.
Well, that's because he couldn't figure out how to get the bus back to Sarasota, so he was just forced to ride the Disney transportation all night. Which he was a trendsetter because now all these people talk about, I love going to Disney and sitting on the monorail and just riding it, you know, just sitting there for hours. Steve was the first person to actually do that.
He's a trendsetter.
He is. He, for the first and only time in his life, he was a trendsetter, and that was it.
So,
you don't think he's a trendsetter with those white shoes?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the white shoes with the neon shirts, that potentially, that just hasn't taken off yet.
Yeah,
it's coming.
It could happen.
But
it's coming.
But I totally agree, Chris. I don't see Mark that happening because right, you're absolutely correct. They want you to go to their resorts. They want you to look around. Hey, maybe I want to stay here. Oh, that looks like a fun place to eat. Let me stop in and eat there. Let me shop at their gift shop. So that would just discourage all of that. But here's what I do think. I think they're going to keep adding more and more restrictions to certain things.
Yeah. It's going to be a police state. You know, your room may or may not be bugged There might be cameras in there.
I'm waiting for the day for the electrified fencing around the pool.
Oh, well, that is a very good segue, because our next question is, and be nice because she's my client. She's very sweet. Can we use pools at Disney hotels? This is Jill. She asks, can we use pools at Disney hotels if we are guests of another property on
Did you tell her to ask that on the Diz boards?
Yeah, really. Bless her heart. They tear up. Jill, no, you can't. You can't pool hop. You can pool hop if you own Disney Vacation Club, but not if you're a guest, because I know one part of your stay, you're staying at DVC, but you need that DVC card. And there are blackout dates for that, and some resorts aren't available for that. But a regular Disney guest can't pool hop. Now, the truth is, lots of people pool hop. So
I've never pool hopped because it's too much
work. It was
work.
Too sad doing it alone.
Yeah, exactly.
You couldn't figure out how to get off the monorail.
My mask and my snorkel on the monorail.
To pool hop. I mean, if you think about it, because the buses don't run resort to resort.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think what people are thinking is, you know, that the real pool hoppers are the people who go to the Magic Kingdom and then midday they head over to Grand Floridian or the Poly for a little bit of swimming. That's what the real problem with pool hopping is. It's not somebody like in Jill's case who's going to stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge, maybe thinking, huh, I want to try out, you know, Grand Floridian pool. You don't really see that happening. You see the people coming from the resorts or from the parks to the resorts.
And that's why electrified fencing is coming to a
yes.
coming to a Disney pool near you.
Well, and at Beach Club, they scan your Magic Band to get in. So the very popular pools, you have to be scanned to get in.
In all seriousness, it's probably only a matter of time before that comes to the Poly and the Grand Floridian, and that would just eliminate people being able to pool hop from the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
You know? And even that's a hassle. I mean, you're in the Magic Kingdom, so you've got to bring a bag with your bathing suits and towels and your
Bob, people do it all the time.
Oh, I know, but God, what a hassle.
Yeah. But you know, yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Now you know what resorts do allow pool hopping, but even there I think it's an inconvenience, is Universal Resorts. If you're staying on site at any of those properties, you can use the pools at the other hotels, but again, it's just too much work.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but no, that is a good question, and it comes up quite a lot, all the time. People always want to know about
it. It really does. It's a very valid question. It makes sense to think that you maybe could do it. So.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is going to be one that Steve can answer and probably not. Well, I think Bob likes sushi too. Sheena asks, what's the best place for sushi?
I think California Grill is really good. It's not cheap, but of course it's at the California Grill because I paid $24 for the sushi.
You're never
going to
forget that, are you? You paid $26 for my sushi.
I paid $26 for Chris's sushi. So, yeah. It's pricey, but it's good. And I can't even think. I have not eaten in the Japan Pavilion in a long time. I can't answer that. But is someone else eating there?
I've not eaten there. I've heard the sushi at Splitsville is actually quite good.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard
good,
it's
yeah.
good, too.
But yeah, but good. The idea of bowling alley sushi just... But I have heard it's good. The only other place I've had sushi on Disney property is Wolfgang Puck's, not the Express, but the actual restaurant on Disney's West Side. And they have the little sushi bar. You can get a seat right there if you want. And it was quite good.
Yeah, and I don't think we tried sushi when we were, or if we did, we just tried a couple pieces when we were there not too long ago. And we kind of ate off of the. Had a big group and we ate off of the menu and we bowled. But it was like upscale food for a bowling
alley. I don't remember having sushi that time.
Yeah.
Do you know where they have... Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Sorry.
Do you know where people like the sushi is that little... There's a sushi bar in the Poly. It's right outside of Kona. And that gets a lot of really good reviews. So check that out. I hear it's a lot cheaper than like going to California Grill.
Yeah, that's like up on the second level, kind of outside.
Yes.
Yeah, that looks nice.
It's right outside there.
And if anybody has a car for their stay.
That's exactly what you're going to say.
Yeah, contact me because I've got an offsite place that's really good.
Not your house, right? You're not serving sushi there?
No.
I got to pay this rent.
No. Yeah, exactly. This ain't cheap.
Hey, Doss, keep rolling that sushi back there.
No, you would not want me making sushi for you at all.
I secretly want to make my own. I think it would be fun.
I think it would be cool, but I you don't want me making sushi for you. No, I do know of a place, but it's off site, but I can get you directions and stuff. So if you've got a car and you're
I can
hook you up with a great place.
Yum.
Yep.
I like some good sushi.
That one was easy.
Yeah.
That was good. Who's next?
Okay, I've got a good one, and you're all gonna love this. Mm. So Liam, who is from the UK, says, do you think that free dining will ever come to an end?
We can only hope.
No, wait, free dining? You don't want free dining to end?
I know. It's such a pain, though.
There were days when I worked there that there was no free dining. I never, until...
I still think it's going to end.
Oh, I hope it doesn't, though. I think free dining is going to come to an end. And I think part of it is making it more attractive to stay on site with these magic bands and fast passes and everything. I think you're going to see the end of free dining in a couple of years.
But
yeah,
and
not
if that
the
happens,
end of discounts.
If that happens with the end of free dining, I hope we see a reversal in the second part of his question, or his comment really was, we're seeing a standardization of menus where you've got X amount of restaurants on property and they all tend to serve a lot of the same things. There's a lack of creativity, in other words. So,
yeah, that's true.
If free dining goes away, will we see food quality improve? Will we see a variety return?
Yeah, that's the problem with free dining is ever since free dining came out, so everyone orders the most expensive thing on the menu. So that limits all of your menus and choices and quality because Disney knows that, okay, everyone's going to be doing free dining.
Here's my dilemma with free dining. Because of free dining, the prices for people who don't do dining are so inflated, they're basically paying for free dining.
Yeah.
So much money you almost have to have the dining plan. It's too painful any other way.
And it's a total, as many years as they've been doing it, what a nightmare it is whenever it's released, right? I mean, we go through days and days and days.
And it's getting worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's getting worse.
So,
I just had somebody ask me today, do you think we'll get free dining for October? And I said, I wouldn't count on it. I said, I would count on a room discount. And if you get free dining, that's great. But unless you're willing to move your dates, I wouldn't count on it.
I definitely agree, Chris, that some of these reduction in discounts and if free dining goes away, it'll be due to the magic bands and convincing people in a backdoor way to stay on property. And then once you bump up availability the amount of people on staying on property, which is already pretty high, then the discounts can go away because, you know, there's no need. Just like
need
what
them.
Steve was saying about Disneyland, ever since Cars Land opened, discounts at Disneyland resort hotels were already pretty rare. And now they're almost non-existent because the rooms are full. The resorts are full. So.
Yep.
Okay, here's a good one. Please ask Bob if he is aware of Shelley May, Duffy Bear's girlfriend. Apparently, this is very big in Disneyland, Tokyo.
I have heard of Shelley May.
I need to see a picture.
I'm guessing that Shelley May.
Shelley May.
Is that anything like Lori May?
Well, I'm thinking that Shelley May came about as the result of didn't she come about as a result of that radioactive leak?
Oh, she's got a bow.
Right?
She's cute.
Oh my God, she's got eyelashes and a bow.
She's got pink outfits.
So what? Duffy has a girlfriend now?
In Japan, Duffy has a girlfriend.
I need to go to Japan.
Duffy's huge in Japan, as I think we've talked about. I mean, he's really popular in Japan, and yeah. So they gave Duffy a squeeze. Shall we may?
They only cost.
She's got like a little cheerleading outfit.
They're $120 on Amazon.
Listen
to you. Wow. 120.
Oh, she's got a cheerleading outfit. Oh, you know what? She's
honestly,
so cute.
I couldn't stand Duffy until my oldest son used his little Disney gift card that I gave him to buy a Duffy. And then I was like, okay, Duffy's cute.
Oh wait, here's one for $59.
See, and here's what you don't know. That's not a bear costume. That really was a real cub that was exposed to radiation from that Fukushima. So that's an actual live bear.
I need Shelley May. I need a Shelley May bear.
Stop it. That's enough.
Y'all just, oh my gosh. No. Stop the madness. Stop the obsession.
Stop talking about it. They'll bring it over. Leave it in Japan.
And please, Disney, I'm begging you, please leave Shelley May over in Japan.
No, Disney,
no, it's
bring
coming
her
over.
On.
You've got to have something
Shelley
for the
May
girls.
Over.
Well, you have to have something for the girls because the princesses clearly aren't enough.
No, they're really not.
Duffy's girl needs to come over here. And she's
right,
like slightly a pink color. She's so cute.
Let's get another one in because we don't want to miss these. Okay, this is from Jesse, and we all know Jesse. Jesse is our sweet kid we adopted, basically. We love Jesse. He asks, with a Jungle Cruise getting a holiday overlay, it makes me wonder, what other Walt Disney World attraction would you like to see get a holiday overlay?
Hey, we just asked this question to ourselves.
Yes.
We just had this question.
And I said Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, Always. Haunted Mansion is cool over at Disneyland. So what other attractions? Well, you wanted to do Star Tours. We were talking about it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
I'm still sticking with Soarin'.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lisa wants to do Soarin' with a little Santa sleigh going over.
I would like to see Small World.
Holiday
well,
overlay.
At Disneyland, so they do a holiday overlay of Small World at Disneyland, but the outside of that building lends itself so much better to that, too. What about Space Mountain?
Oh,
that they could do pretty easily.
Yeah, like just like they do Ghost Galaxy in Disneyland, you could do projections on the outside, and maybe you could change the ride vehicles to look like sleighs.
You've thought about this?
Oh, just now, honestly. I'm a quick thinker. I'm on my feet, you know. Or modest, of course. What about Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin? You could change it to like Buzz Lightyear.
That would be easy too, because all they'd have to do is change the screens.
Yeah, right?
Oh, you're talking Toy Story, Chris.
Well, or Toy Story Mania, or either one. I mean, Toy Story would work even better. Yeah, Toy Story Mania with a holiday overlay would be great. You could have holiday themed games, carnival games.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Shoot the reindeer.
The lines would be even longer.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, well, shoot,
what about like teacups?
Oh,
how would you do a holiday overlay to the teacups?
I don't know. I just wanted to throw it out there and see if it.
It really would work.
Can't we just all agree with Steve and make him feel better?
Yeah, teacups
would
be great.
Awesome.
Yeah,
you know what would be really great about the holiday overlay on teacups is when you go on it and get all sick.
Yeah.
You know you can't handle. Steve can't handle teacups, right? So.
You know, they could turn it into little cups of, I don't know, eggnog or something.
I got a good one. It's not really an attraction per se, although some people would consider it. What if you did those holiday, you wrapped the monorails in holiday designs?
That would be fantastic.
I don't know. I think we just took it too far.
Well, Steve, you have trauma from being stuck on it as a child.
We're too far now.
Hours, days, whatever it was.
But you know what? They give Castaway Key a holiday overlay.
Oh, they do. It's nice.
The whole thing.
Yeah. On the Disney cruise. Are you guys still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
It got really quiet.
We're still there. That's true. But, right? I mean, those wraps were so popular for Monsters University and for Iron Man and the Toronto Rail. So what if they did, like, all these different monorails in different different skins?
They could, because they have that – who are the little elves they have for Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Those two little high-tech elves.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. Like lift and air, I don't know.
Lift and shift.
I want to call them Pain and Panic, but those are the two villains from
Pixar.
No,
guys.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. The two little elves from the animated movie, and they've got Frozen coming out, which is supposed to be kind of like a holiday.
I bet you might see a Frozen monorail. You might.
Well, every time it breaks down, you see a Frozen monorail. that happens
nice.
A lot.
Yeah.
Bazinga.
Nice.
So yeah, you could see.
Look,
it's
getting late, and I'm getting.
It's okay. We like it.
But yeah, there's a lot of, and of course we didn't even go to the other parks, so we'll have to think about all the other parks and what we would do there.
All right, let's get another one in. Okay, Angie would love to hear a discussion about Disney's best kept secrets, free or low cost, best pools, best snack. Best on the street entertainment. That's actually an entire podcast. Maybe we should do a podcast on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's skip that one.
Good,
okay.
Good
let me read
question,
one more.
But look for that in a future.
Yes. Future Thank podcast. You, Angie. We really appreciate that one. Okay. Andrew. I like Andrew's because he's got some background here. Andrew says, after my divorce was final, I began considering a solo trip to celebrate. I don't really care to go to Animal Kingdom, and although I enjoy the studios, it wouldn't break my heart to skip it either. Would buying a Park Hopper ticket still be the best option? I'm thinking about 3 days in the park. If I only truly care about Magic Kingdom and Epcot during those 3 days, what's the best route? Thanks. Andrew, you're all by yourself. Well, I'm assuming you're by yourself, which is awesome. Congratulations. I think you should go ahead and get the Hopper. I think you should always get the Hopper if you could afford the extra $60, because it gives you total flexibility and you can go back and forth between the parks. Any other ideas?
We like to hop.
I like to hop.
But we've been so many times, so, you know, we like to hop from one place to another.
I think hopping's only good if you know what you're doing.
Exactly.
But Andrew knows what he's doing, and he's solo. And I think when you're solo, you don't want to stay in one park.
You don't have to argue with anyone.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can make dinner reservations in one.
Freely.
Yeah. If you have little kids, that's when the park hopper maybe isn't the best idea. But I think an adult, solo adults, whatever, get the hopper.
Yeah, you can go to dinner at Epcot and spend the rest of the time over at Magic Kingdom or whatever. It allows you flexibility to. Try different dining, different rides, different.
Don't get stuck on the monorail like Steve.
He was actually just—he ended up being adopted and raised by cast members.
Yeah,
like a feral child. Yeah. He was kind of like.
You can visit my favorite place over at Epcot. You can go to the Fountain View Cafe that's now a Starbucks.
That's where Steve used to go all the time. Are you going to tell us a story about doing your homework?
I used to do my homework there.
By himself.
Yeah. If you listen to past episodes, you can hear all about that. But
yes.
Get the hopper.
Get the hopper. All right. Do we have time for one more?
One more.
Oh, sure.
Fit it in.
Oh, okay. Carolyn actually just has something nice to say, so I'm going to read it just because. Carolyn said, hi, all. Just wanted to say I love listening to you guys. I'm from the UK and try to visit Disney World every 2 to 3 years with a sneaky trip to Paris to keep us going in between. Listening to you talk about my favorite place gives me my Disney magic and lots of laughs too. No question. Sorry, can't think of anything. Just wanted to say thank you for making such a great show, Caroline. Caroline, thank you so much.
Aw, thank you, Caroline.
Yeah, that really means a lot.
It does.
It still shocks us that people listen to us.
It does.
All right. And ask questions and stuff. So that's
I know.
Great.
Here's a great one. And I think this is a good one because, one, it involves foods. So, you know, we're always good at that. I would like a few World Showcase quick service recommendations. No kids. I'm a vegetarian and my husband eats everything. Well, the good news is that the best quick service is probably in World Showcase.
What are you thinking, Chris?
Well, okay, so I'm not going to go to the vegetarian route. I'm going to more think about her poor husband and say, go to France. It's excellent.
Her poor
husband. However, if you're a vegetarian, probably Marrakesh.
Her poor husband. Her husband eats anything.
I know. Well, but he's got to hang out with a vegetarian. Look, I just spent 2 days with my girlfriend, Christina, and she's a vegan. And it was like, yeah, I love her. She never listens to the show.
Where did you
what
eat?
What about Sunshine Seasons?
Yeah, it's a good option.
That's a good one. Good option.
It's like it's like the Disney World or Epcot food court. So, and it's got a lot of good options.
Granted, it's not in World Showcase, but it is in Future World, and yeah, tons of choices there. And I've got to believe there's choices for vegetarians, and there's stuff that will please her husband as well.
If I'm not mistaken, a churro is a vegetarian food. There you go.
Yeah, it's not. Well, I don't know. I prefer my churro to have a big sausage in it. So, is that how you get them, Lisa?
Oh, Chris.
Wait. Oh, did that come out wrong? I swear to God, that wasn't in.
Wow.
All right.
On that note, I think it's time to wrap up the show.
We'd love to thank Fixie Vacations. But...
I swear to God, I was just making fun of myself.
I have to pee.
I wasn't meaning it that way. Oh my God, my face is so red.
Nice.
Over.
Very nice.
Kevin must be so proud.
Wait, he's not the only one that went there.
I didn't. It took me 30 seconds to get why you were laughing.
I'm there with you on that one.
Why is Steve not laughing?
I'm busy adjusting the volume levels because you guys are laughing so loud.
No, actually, he was laughing pretty hard, and it was good. I was laughing so hard I wasn't even making noise. I couldn't breathe.
Well,
thank you.
It's fair that when I start to laugh hard, I start doing that gasping noise.
No, yeah, that was good.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Donna's gonna run in. Are you okay?
That was pretty. Yeah,
she knows. She knows when I.
Bob, we know what to do for our dining around the world little video for Chris. We start with a churro. Let me stuff it with a sausage.
No. So we now know how Chris likes her.
Her churros.
I like my churro meaty.
With extra sausage.
God, you people, I swear to God.
Nice.
That's like when I said the thing about Bob when he said he bologna sandwich, and I said, is that what you're calling it now? I didn't even mean it in a bad way. I really didn't.
That was great. And that was it. That was during our live recording, I think.
I know. I really just say things. I must say things like all the time that people are like going, what the hell is she talking about?
Well, I think it says something about where our minds go. That's the first place we went. I mean, like, what's wrong with us? So, but that's funny. So, avoid the meaty.
You have to cut that out.
I'm not cutting that out.
Oh, no, there's no way.
I'm not cutting that out. No way. All right. Is there any more?
So World Showcase, Marrakesh. Where else could a person get some good? What about sushi from Japan? Sushi's fish, vegetarian, right?
Yeah, fish don't eat meat.
Fish? No.
Fish don't eat meat.
Yeah, so it's, what?
Yeah, really? They do. Sharks do.
And
don't eat shark.
I thought a shark was a mammal. No?
I don't know. See? This is why I couldn't be vegan or vegetarian. It's too complex.
Yeah. Right. I just need to know I can get a pizza.
Oh, my.
Did we answer?
Oh, yeah. Well, Italy, I mean, but I don't think you can get anything quick service. I mean, maybe.
Oh, they have the little window.
Place next to Tutto Italia. That's not really terribly hard or long of a wait. You can go over there, and they have sandwiches and stuff.
Baby cakes. Isn't baby cakes?
That's not an Epcot.
Baby cakes
That's a downtown
vegan.
Disney.
No, well, you could head
right,
over
but
there.
It's not an Epcot.
Oh, she's going to Epcot.
Trying to think of what other...
I don't know. Get a coffee at Starbucks. Go to Starbucks there. I don't know. It's hard.
Vegan? There are plenty of vegan options.
Right.
You can. Is there something on every menu? Bun. Probably.
I don't know. I think for vegetarian, quick service, I would say maybe Japan for something like sushi. Marrakesh, of course, is going to have vegetarian. I agree with that. And Sunshine Seasons, even though it's not World Showcase, over in Future World, is going to have a lot of choices.
Yeah, that's
so,
one of your best
so
ones.
I have traveled to Disney World with a vegan. She and I go at least once a year. And you can always get a vegan bun and a veggie burger. Worst case scenario, every single park has at least one location that has that. So you'll want to go someplace like allears.net, which has all the menus online, and just see which quick service places are going to meet your needs. And Disney is pretty good about, you know, as a vegetarian, you probably know that a lot of times restaurants won't regard chicken broth as like, you know, as a real ingredient because it's not chunks of meat. You're going to want to ask about that. But I think Disney is pretty good about knowing. They're a little more smart about vegetarianism than the average restaurant. So
yeah, and the waiter or the chef can come out at like a table service and let you know.
Yeah,
what your options
are. Table service
are.
Isn't an issue at all.
Yeah.
So it's really just quick service that can be a little dicey, but every place is going to have something that can meet your needs. Okay, this is a good one, and this is kind of timely because Lisa and Steve are actually going on a cruise next week. So what's the best tip, Carolyn asked, what's the best tip to a newbie for DCL? They've never cruised before, and they're going in December on the Disney Wonder, a family of four. So what tip would each one of you give a cruise line newbie?
Me.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, my first one is you want to book Palo. So
yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, so
and
you want to book
Remy.
That. And if you want to do Remy, if you're...
Well,
if you're
going to be on the Wonder.
Yeah, all right. So if you're on the Wonder, you can't book Remy. But if you're on the Fantasy or the Dream, you can book Remy, which is their new specialty restaurant. And if you're a foodie, then that's you want to go there. It's $75 per person. Apollo is $25. And there's also Apollo Brunch, which a lot of people don't know about. And if you don't book
excellent.
It. Yeah, they're both good. If you forget to book it ahead of time, then as soon as you get on the ship, you have to run to the lounge where they have sign-ups.
You have to run?
Well, you got to get there right away. And you go to the lounge, you wait in line, and you sign up for what's available. Because they do save some, so you can get them right when you get on the ship. So that's the first thing you do.
I have a question. Is that brunch, can kids go to that? Or is that just for adults, just like Paolo at dinner time?
It is adult only.
Okay.
Same thing. Yep.
Yeah, and they're both very, very good, and they're both worth the money for $25 bucks extra.
Yeah, that's a great tip. What else? What other good tips?
Who's next?
I've got to have some good tips.
Oh, I have one. While you're thinking, Lisa, I have a great one. If you get a massage, don't take all your clothes off and wear a shorty robe if you're really tall.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one you should write down.
Yeah,
just so you don't forget.
You should embroider that one on a pillow and carry it with you.
Nice.
I'm thinking if.
What about
if
pirates?
Yeah, bring a pirate costume. That's a good one, Lauren. Or something piratey, because you do have Pirate Night on every ship.
Yeah, so you can dress up, and that's always fun. And they have they have fireworks at night. They have a pirate themed show.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome with all that music. And anyway, I was going to say, if you're into, you know, really getting into just fun stuff, the fish extenders. I like those. And fish extenders are little, they're almost like stockings. They're a cruise version of stockings, Christmas stockings. And what you do is you sign up with a group prior to your cruise and get into a fish extender group. And you might have anywhere from 10 to 30, 40 families that are in this group. And you bring gifts to put in each other's fish extenders. And you can do it specific to the age and gender of the people that are in that cabin, because they make that known. They'll tell you boy age 10, girl age 8. And so you can make specific gifts for them. or you can just do a generic gift for the whole family. And there's different things that you can do.
And the signups, I mean, you can find these groups for people who are going to be on the same cruise sailing as you on various Disney message boards. Can I tell you, I know a lot of people do it. Maybe it was just the cruise that Donna and I were on. We got the worst. I mean, we put a lot of thought into the gifts we gave. We got the worst stuff from people. I mean, just I mean, like,
maybe they knew it was you.
Individual individual sticks of gum, blade razors, hand sanitizer. It was like what you get when you go into a jail. a pencil.
And what'd you give?
Make Christmas or not Christmas? They make cruise sailing CDs. I don't need like 10 CDs with Christopher Cross's sailing on it. What am I going to do with all of those?
You could make
mouse chat prizes.
I'm giving them away as mouse chat prizes. That's right. So look for those.
So what did you give?
I don't know. I mean, I never got really good stuff. It was just really fun. Like a stick of gum. Who gives a stick of Trident?
Oh, wait, Bob, that was me. I'm sorry.
Right.
Do you know what you sound like right now? You sound like that kid who's like complaining about, you know, that when you had to do the like gift exchange in third grade and you were the guy that got a bar of soap. And you're still complaining about it.
Well, I mean, yeah, but
he's
come
like,
on.
Yeah, of course I am.
Yeah, it
depends.
You know
who you're talking to here.
I mean, it
can be a lot of fun dropping off the gifts and seeing when you get back to your cabin what people have left you.
For us, it's cool because we have two little kids. So when they come back to the cabin at night and it's full of stuff and they look in their little stocking slot and they got like some little 10-cent little toys or whatever and some lollipops or whatever, they're thrilled. But yeah, as an adult, if you're doing it, we got some gifts that were pretty good, and then of course we got some gifts that were like, "What in the world?" But
some gifts don't make it off the ship.
More crap that you have to take home,
and there's a lot of stuff that you end up getting. I mean, bring an extra duffel bag.
Yeah,
all
we got a lot. Yeah, and then you're like, "How am I going to get all this stuff home?" If you're in a big group, yeah, we got so much. So there's a lot of stuff. You're like, okay, when the kids aren't watching, we got to get rid of this.
There's absolutely no way I would do that. That would drive me crazy.
I can't fly at home. But the kids love it because you come back to your room and there's always stuff in your little fish extender. And they're called fish extenders because on the cruise ships there's a fish that's outside your door that Disney puts little notes and things on and hangs stuff on. So that they call them fish extenders. So, yes. Another good just a quick thing is if you haven't been, is go to the shows. The big entertainment shows are very well done. You need to get there. You don't need to get there like Disney World Park early, but you need to get there 15, 20 minutes early if you want to get a decent seat, especially if you have a decent sized group. And the shows are really worth seeing either before or after dinner, depending on your seating.
Mm-hmm. If you're gonna do any of the, like the spa or the pool. When you're at port, the ship empties out, and so that's a good time to do, if you're not interested in going off the ship, but that's a good day to do onboard ship stuff.
Yeah, and they have discounts usually for those days, too.
At the spa. And remember Chris's little note about the shorty robe.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the first day you get on the ship, remember your luggage may not be to your room right away. The luggage doesn't get delivered till sometime between, I think it's 2 and 6, right, to the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're
and
delivering.
So if you want to go swimming or you want to do something or just kind of hang out on the deck, make sure you bring stuff with you for the afternoon.
Yeah.
Same thing with important papers and medications. You don't want to put those in your luggage because you definitely might need them. Yeah, that's a good one. The one tip that I was thinking is obviously because space in a cabin is at a premium, a lot of people use, and I think Donna and I did this and it was helpful, one of those like over the door shoe holders. You know, we used it to hold like toiletries and extra stuff like that, just smaller stuff. And it was great because you don't get a lot of counter space in the bathrooms and stuff. And it was just nice to get stuff out of the way and unpacked.
Cabin
and
tip.
Also
yeah,
note too, if you have cell phones, it's international charges.
Turn off. Yeah.
Turn your phone off. Make sure you turn your phone onto airplane mode even. And you can even call if you do need to have cell service. I highly recommend calling and having an international plan put on your phone before you leave.
Yeah. Yeah, we turn ours off.
Wi-Fi hotspots that you can pay for internet service per minute. It's super expensive though.
And super slow,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Out in the middle of the ocean, as you might imagine.
Yeah, for internet, the best thing is, like Lauren was saying, is we turn ours off, we throw them in the safe, we don't turn them back on, and then we, when we go to port, we'll find a coffee place or internet cafe or Hard Rock Cafe, and most of them, if you buy a drink, they give you the Wi-Fi password, and then we'll spend a couple hours just knocking through emails there to catch up instead of paying for ship internet.
Yeah.
That's super slow and super costly.
Another thing that you may not know is that you can bring packaged snacks, water, wine, and beer. If you're bringing liquids, you have to carry it on with you though.
Yeah, Disney's one of the few ships where you can actually bring your own liquor on.
But it's only on your embarkation date. It's not when you're at port. If you buy something at port, you're not allowed to take it to your stateroom. They will take that, put it in storage until your cruise is done. I don't know what the difference is, but that's the rule.
Okay.
Oh, wait, one more.
Yes?
Disney gives you, they have a beverage refill station, and the cups are really tiny. So it's a good idea to bring like a travel mug with you or something, if you have one, to fill up your soda, if you want soda or anything.
That's a good idea.
Because the cups are really, really tiny, and by the time you get to wherever you're going, that cup will be empty.
Yeah. That is actually a very good tip, and yeah.
Yeah, I could go on that same theme, because they have the free ice cream, and they only give you one cone. Bring a dish. Bring one of those waffle cones or something, because that ice cream is so good.
Bring your own waffle cones.
Bring a bucket.
Just put your mouth under the spigot and,
there you go.
And go to town.
That's right.
Yeah,
there's just so many things to tell about.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on a Disney
and it's
cruise.
Different by ship.
Yeah, a little bit, but yeah. And the only other thing we do for our room is I bring a lot of electronics with cameras and phones and iPads and everything else. So I always bring like a power strip because there's only basically one outlet on the desk.
Mm-hmm.
So that way I can plug everything in and charge everything up very easily.
Oh, you know what? I'm going back to that whole fun aspect. You can decorate your door with magnets, and you're going to see a lot of people that decorate and they are ready to do this, and you're not allowed to tape anything, but bring magnets and it's fun.
Or you can do magnet paper, printer paper, and you'll find if you just do a Google search for like Disney cruise ship door designs, and there are people who have made designs, and then you can have them printed out on this magnet paper and then cut them out and then make your stateroom door look like Goofy or Donald. And I mean, people get all into it. There's tons and tons of designs.
Yeah, you can find those on eBay. You can find them on Etsy. There's a few places you can get those.
Yeah.
And they're reasonable.
I think I found ours for free on a Disney message board. Honestly, found a link to one and didn't cost us anything other than the cost of the magnet printer paper and the cost of the ink. And I think the magnet paper is like, it's under $15 for like 10 sheets or something. And that was more than enough. So, people get into it. And of course the best tip is go and have a good time.
Yeah. You know? There's a lot to do. Oh, it's gonna be so much fun. You're gonna have a good time.
Okay, so I'm going to wrap up the show here. I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our shows, please go over to iTunes or to mousechat.net. You can download our shows there. And if you've got any questions or comments for us, we'll do another show like this and we need your input. You can send those to us at comments@mousechat.net, or you can go over to our Facebook page and post there. And we hope you join us again next time on Mouse Chat.